नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. We are reading this morning from the 5th canto, chapter 19, text 24. It is out of the regular order, but I think you will really appreciate this verse and purport. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapaga Nasadavo Bhagavatas Tadashraya Nayatra Yakishamaka Mahatsavaha Sureshaloko Apinavai Sasevyatam Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudha Pagha Katha Sudha Pagha Nasaravo Bhagavatastadashrayaha Nasaravo Bhagavatastadashrayaha Nayatra Yagyesha Maka Mahotsava. Suresha Lokopi Navaisa Sevyatam. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudha Baka. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudha Baka. Nasadavo Bhagavatas Tadashrayaha. Nasadavo Bhagavatas Tadashrayaha. Nayatra Yakyesha Maka Mahotsava. Yatra Yakyesha Maka Mahotsava. Suresha Lokopi Navaisa Sevyatam. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudha Bhaka. Nasaravo Bhagavatastadashraya. Nayatra Yakyesha Maka Mahotsava. Suresha Lokopi Navaisa Sevyatam. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudha Pagha. Nasaravo Bhagavatastadashraya. Nayatra Yakyesha Maka Mahotsava. Suresha Lokopi Navaisa Sevyatam. Yes, thank you. I thank you. Mataji's maybe. Na yatra vaikunta katha sudapaga. Na saravo bhagavatastadashraya. Na yata yagye shamaka mahatsava. Sure jaloko binavaisa seva. Na not yatra. Where? Vaikuntha katha sudha pagaha. Vaikuntha katha. The nectarian rivers of discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The nectarian rivers of discussions about the Supreme Personality. Mm-hmm. Who is called Vaikuntha, or one who drives away all anxiety. Na nor sadavaha devotees bhagavataha always engaged in the service of the Lord. Tad ashrayaha who are sheltered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na nor yatra where yagye shamakaha the performance of devotional service to the Lord of Sacrifices. Devotional service to the yes mahotsavaha which are actual festivals. Suresha Loka, a place inhabited by the denizens of heaven. Api, although, na, not, vai, certainly, saha, that, sevyatam, be frequented. Translation, an intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yajna is recommended in this age. So let us just remember the important instruction here. It says that an intelligent person will not be interested in a place to reside, even if it is in paradise, we would say, in the West, in the topmost planetary system, if at that place he cannot find Krishna Katha, if he cannot find devotees who serve there, and if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna there to satisfy the Lord, then any place in the world and in the upper planetary systems, if these three things are not there, an intelligent person is not interested to live there. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bharatavarsha, specifically in Bengal, in the district of Nadia, where Navadvip is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, this earth is the best planet. And on this planet, the land of Bharatavarsha is best. In the land of Bharatavars, Bengal is still better. And in Bengal, the district of Nadia is still better. And in Nadia, the best place is Navadvip. Yes, you know everything. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Shastras recommend Krishna Vanam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastrapashadam Yagyai Sankirtan Pajaya Vajajanti Sumedasa. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates. Now, oh, it's closed, but we know who's on the altar. Such as Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadhara, and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Sri Vas. They are always engaged in chanting the name of the Lord and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all the places in the universe. The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give men the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yajna, as recommended herein. Yajyesha Makka Mahotsavaha. And to distribute prasad to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. So, two purposes: to perform a constant Sankirtan Yajna, a festival, and to distribute prasadam to millions of hungry people. That is for what this wonderful temple and community is conceptualized. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Bhagavata confirms this as follows. One should not desire to be elevated even to a place in the heavenly planetary systems if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No trace of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord, and no festivals for spreading Krishna consciousness. It would be better to live perpetually cramped within the airtight bag of a mother's womb, where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember his lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. This is a quotation from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, anyone who performs Sankirtan to please the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literatures, the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is the best. Even the performance of 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices cannot compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtan. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yajna to other Yajnas, he is a Pashandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis who think that the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is a pious activity similar to the performance of the Ashwamedha Yajna and other such pious functions. But this is a Namaparad. Chanting of the holy name of Narayan and chanting of other names are never equal, despite what the Mayavadis think. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Let us again hear the verse. Na yatra vaikunta kata sudapagana saravo bhagavatas tadashraya na yatra yakyesha makamahatsava suresha lokopi navaisa sevyatam. Translation. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord activities does not flow there, if there are not devotees engaged in service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yajna is recommended in this age. Amongst us human beings, there's always the question, where should I stay? Where should I live? I believe that many of you who come from the Western countries have thought a lot about it, and after thinking about it and praying for it, you have decided to come here to Sridham Mayapur and to reside here and perform devotional service here. But there's a lot of thinking amongst us human beings. Where should I stay? And the, let us say, how is it called in English? The building development industry, there's a name for it, makes good use of this. In Vrindavan I saw a poster, come and live in the kingdom of God as a king. Luxury apartments are offered by this and this development company. I wanted to immediately ask one bhakta whom I cultivate, who's praying, to spray this and say, as a king, and say, come to Vrindavan, in the kingdom of God, and stay here as a slave. that is more accurate to stay here as a sevaka, a servant, and not as a king. But I'm just saying that building development industry makes good use of this human proclivity or tendency to find really the best place where one can live. And there's a lot of advertisement going on to advertise different options. But as far as the Bhagavatam is concerned, the best place to live has to fulfill three conditions. There must be discussions about the Supreme Lord's activities, Krishna Katha. There must be devotees who are engaged in service, and there must be festivals of chanting the holy name from time to time. Like I heard there was recently a holy name festival here, holy name Sankirtan, Mahayagya. There are other festivals here like the Kirtan Mela and many such festivals. So it's here where these three are there, where one should stay. But how should one stay there? As we heard earlier, there was this unfortunate advertisement, stay in the kingdom of God as a king. That's wrong. You should not stay as a king in the abode of the Lord. You should stay as a sevaka, a servant. There's a very nice poem which I would like to recite from you, from the poet Premananda Das. He was born near here in the village of Kulia, and he went to Braj when he was only 16 years old and became a cook for Rupa Goswami's deity, Govindaji. So he wrote a very interesting verse where he addressed his mind, because he wanted to show that you must stay in the mood of a sevaka in the holy dharma. He said, "O mind, what kind of cheater are you? Now you think I am a sevaka, a servant. I have taken shelter, but why are you so proud?" Then he says, in the word sevaka or servant, there are three syllables which mean something very specific. And if you want to carry this title sevaka, you must fulfill the meaning of what this means. O mind, he says, the syllable se indicates that you should always do service to your guru according to his instruction. But you gave up your Gurudev's instructions, and now you follow... He's speaking as a Grihastha. You follow the wife's instructions. Therefore, the word sevak, in the word sevaka, the first syllable se is gone, and only vaka is left. Yeah. So he says, we must stay in the dharma as a sevaka, and it has three syllables. Se means always to serve your Gurudev's instruction. Then he continues. Va means to be in the association of Va. Can you imagine? Vaishnavas, yes, who worship Vasudev, Krishna. But never hearing that instruction, O mind, you became absorbed in what is mundane. Thus, Va has also disappeared, and you are left with only Ka. Say, Va, Ka. You don't do any seva to your Guru Maharaj's instructions. You don't stay amongst Vaishnavas who worship Vasudev Krishna. Now only Ka. Let's see if you at least have Ka, you so-called seva Ka. Ka means reciting Krishna's pastimes, hearing topics about Krishna, Krishna Katha, doing Krishna Kirtan and meditating on Krishna. Ignoring that also, O mind, you have become absorbed in worldly affairs. Even Ka is no longer found in you. One by one, you gave up the three things and nothing of Sevaka is left. Premananda Das says that now the servants of Yamaraj are clapping their hands in joy. You are a servant of Yamaraj? Yamaraj says, oh, he came and wanted to be a Sevaka. But he doesn't follow the instructions of his Gurudev. He does not lovingly associate with the Vaishnavas who worship Vasudev. He does not hear Krishna Katha. He does not do Krishna Kirtan. He doesn't remember Krishna. Very good. Now, let's take him. Strong words early in the morning before breakfast. I hope you are not shocked totally. Now I know that for our devotees, I know this. I'm not just saying this out of politeness, but I do know that in our project here in Shidamayapur, you are sevakas. I just wanted to read this verse so that we know to stay in these three, to stay in the holy dham means we must stay here as sevakas who do these three things. You might like to write this down in your notebooks or better remember it. Just remember sevaka and what it stands for. Service to Guru Maharaj, loving association of Vaishnavas who worship the Lord, and finally, Katha. And this is in terms of, this follows this verse. He says, Shukadev Goswami says, in this place there must be pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities, that's Krishna Katha. There must be devotees engaged in service, that is Vaishnavas who worship Vasudev Krishna. And there must be Ka or festivals of the Sankirtan Yagya or Krishna Katha that must be there. Good. Now, my dear devotees, I would like to encourage you in becoming real sevakas, or as Vrindavan Das Thakur says, dasas. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the surname dasa, I'm not a native English speaker. Surname means the last name, is this correct? Good. The surname dasa is the highest title you can get. It is higher even than that of a king. We would say, oh, Himanshu Maharaj, great king. That is not as good as getting a name Dasa. Dasa is better. Because the Dasa or Sevaka, as we hear here is very dear to Lord Krishna. In the Uddhava Gita, Lord Krishna has a discussion about this subject with Uddhavaji. And he says to Uddhava, Natame priyatama atma jyoni na sankaraha na cha sankashano na shriya naivatma cha yathabhavam. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor Sankarshan, my brother, nor the goddess of fortune, nor indeed my own self, are as dear to me as you. And Lord Narayan similarly tells Dovasha Muni, Naham Atmanam Asase, without saintly persons for whom I am the only destination. These devotees search for me. That's their destination. Without these saintly persons, I'm not attracted to my own self or to my supreme consort, the goddess Shri. So you might ask the question, why does the Lord say the devotees are more dear to him than Brahma, Shiva, or Sankarshan, his Balaram, his brother, or Shri, his wife and the Vaikuntha planets? Why does he prefer devotees? Are they not also devotees or even associates of the Lord? Why does he want to stay more with the devotees? You might ask this question. And the answer to this question is very sweet, because it tells us how the Lord feels, especially towards his devotees here in the material world, or here who still stay in material bodies. One reason why the Lord favors devotees, this I'm adding, one reason why the Supreme Lord speaks like this is that although his eternal associates, Sankarshan, Mahalakshmi and so on, are ever established in unswerving devotion, they underwent no tribulations to gain it. Whereas his apostrophes, new devotees in the material world have sacrificed all comforts and securities to gain pure devotional service. For the trouble of such devotees have taken, Lord Krishna is especially grateful. I notice a few of you are sleeping during the class, but this shows to me how wonderful you are. You have done so much service. You have performed so much austerities in your life. You have eaten little food. You have risen at 4:30 in the morning. So much pain you have undertaken, so that now you are a little exhausted, and we should maybe arrange a bedding facility just in that situation. No, I'm speaking not in sarcasm. I speak in maybe a little humor is there, but it is not black. It is white humor. It is really a fact that you have given up everything. Most of you have no heating in the winter, and it is cold in the morning. You are staying here, and you do seva. You are sevakas. The Lord feels so absolutely grateful, because in the spiritual world, no one of his associates have to undertake austerities like you. Huh? There everything is very, very nice. It is taken care of. It's the kingdom of God. But here in the world, oh, So much troubles. And then the mind. Oh, Hare Krishna. So much troubles are imposed by the mind. And then there's misunderstanding. So much trouble by misunderstanding. And then there are anattas in the heart. And you have to fight so hard. The mind tells you, you should eat every day 100 pizzas and even steal them. But then you have to say, no, I'm now a devotee. I don't steal pizzas any longer. That is what I did when I lived in Italy. And so on. Now I'm good. No, or to keep the four regulative principles. Oh, the mind wants something else. But you say, no, I'm not doing this. I want to please Krishna with my activities. So Krishna sees that and he appreciates that very much, that his devotees struggle. He appreciates it so much that he says to Uddhava in the 14th chapter, yes, same chapter of the Bhagavatam, that even if my devotees sometimes cannot keep all of this, and he performs sinful activities, bhakti, which is in his heart, will burn everything, even the last traces of material attachment. And he says, Uddhava, I'm telling you this. One meaning of the word Uddhava means joyfulness. Be joyful. And Sanatana Goswami says, when the Lord said, Uddhava, even if my devotees sometimes fail, the bhakti in their hearts will burn all these attachments. He says, O Uddhava, but in his heart he's so joyful that he thinks, all my devotees, this is for all my devotees. They should be joyful. Bhakti, the bhakti in their heart, the mood of a sevaka, you know, where they do service and they lovingly stay with Vaishnavas, they give their best and they hear Krishna Katha, even if they are tired like 10,000 Russians after the Second World War. Hare Krishna. You have to wake up everyone, so. Hare Krishna. No. I love these devotees. And I love them because for me, they have given everything. And they try to serve. Do you understand the soft mind of the Lord in this regard? He thinks these associates, no, they he loves them also very much. That is not the point. He loves them also very much. But he says in these verses, he sees, it's like a father. I once asked one of my exalted God brothers, I think Pankajangri Prabhu, I asked, I asked with a question in my mind. We were driving in the car to Dole in France. I said, do you believe that devotees will go back to Godhead? Pankajangi Prabhu is very thoughtful, we know. And then he said, after giving it some thought, of course. I said, can I talk freely? And he said, yes. We were in the car, driving through the southern France at that time. I said, I sometimes doubt this because, look, there's so much quarrel sometimes and the devotees behave in ways which were not expected by them and by others. And then he said something which I never forget. And this is also in the mood of this verse. He said, this may be there, but don't you think that the Lord is very pleased by the attempts to serve them? Then he gave an example. There may be children our brothers and sisters, and they may run to the parents, and on the way they may quarrel, they may pull their ears and their hairs and do things which naughty children do. But the parents are happy. They are coming to me. They are running to me. They're giving their best. And this is very much in the line of this Bhagavatam verse. The devotees are sevakas. As long as they have these sevaka in their life, service to Guru Maharaj, a loving association with Vaishnavas who worship Vasudev Krishna, and Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, and so on. Then the Lord is so pleased. More, He is pleased according to this verse where He ecstatically spoke to Uddhava and revealed His inner heart, then He is pleased with those who are already perfect. Yes. When we hear this, how do we feel as Vaishnavas? We feel, I think, very grateful. You here have attained residence, either a long-time residence or temporary, for some time, residence in Vrindavan, not Vrindavan, Mayapur. Please be grateful for this. And please keep sevaka, your formula, your motto, while you stay here, being a sevaka. That will be very good and pleasing to Krishna. And on this way, I just want to say something which I understood yesterday. So much I understood it. See, I come to Mayapur as your guest twice a year now by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And I must admit, sometimes when I'm here, I feel a little tension is in the air. And I never understood why there is tension in the atmosphere until I made yesterday a mistake and came also in a tensed mood. Yesterday, unintentionally, I offended a very good Vaishnava. And immediately when I did this, I felt, wow, the mercy was gone. I immediately felt no longer this feeling which is there in the Dham, this being carried, and Lord Chaitanya's presence is everywhere, and everything is divine, even the Bengali chokidar who has stolen a chapati, everything is wonderful here, even the dogs and everything. But I unintentionally saw this, and the spiritual vision went until the Vaishnava kindly forgave me. And I did understand at that time that Lord Chaitanya is pleased with me as long as I lovingly and carefully associate with Vaishnavas. And Lord Chaitanya is not pleased with me if I do not lovingly associate with the Vaishnavas. There is a verse from the Chaitanya Bhagavat which says that those who offend Vaishnavas, even if they chant the holy names and they take bath in the Ganga, this will not help them. In fact, their chanting and listen to this, their bath will turn against them. Lord Chaitanya is so concerned that there is loving Vaishnava association, that he says, if you don't have it, you can't say you chant and you take bath in the Ganga. You're chanting in bath. If you do not lovingly serve Vaishnavas, will not really help you.
So that Vaishnav service, I just want to say, because I did this mistake, I'm sure you don't do it, but I just to say for future times in your life, be very careful with this point. This can ruin your Dharma seva. I want to tell you a story and then I finish about Ravan. Maybe you know that Ravan was very, very expert in Vedic yagyas. He was Swaha, sometimes that is the wife of Yagya, of Agni, came. So once Ravan had a meeting and said to his mantris, is everyone in my kingdom paying their taxes? And the mantra says, yes, everyone, except for the tapasvis in the forest. These saints who have gone in the forest to commit, to perform austerities and seva are not paying any taxes. Oh, said Ravan, what should we do? And the mantri said, I have thought about it. And you know, we are Rakshasas, we drink blood. They have no money, but they have blood. Let us accept, they should all bleed into a pot, some of their blood. That will be their taxes, and you can drink. It must be herbal blood, because they are vegetarians. Ravan said, you are a first-class minister. So a big pot of blood was collected from the veins of the sadhus. They didn't kill them, but they... blood, it's called bloodletting. And Ravan drank. And then one Agraja means a respectable elder, found out. And he went to Ravana and he said, you fool. Now I know that you and all of us will be killed. Because you have committed an offense against saintly persons who are protected by the Lord himself, now there will be doom over Lanka and all of our race. And it is said that from this pot, which they used, which was cleaned afterwards, when Janaka performed his sacrifice, the plow unearthed a casket. Casket means a box, and in this box was a little girl. Her name was Sita. And because Ravan kidnapped her, his blood was streaming over the battlefield when he was hit by the arrow of Lord Ram. I'm sorry to end on such a dramatic note. What can I do? I have taken a very unfortunate birth in a very unfortunate country. What I wanted to say is, let us respect sadhus. Let us worship sadhus. Let us lovingly, even when a Vaishnava has some apparent fault, let us forgive them. Let us love them anyways, because they are loved by the Lord. Let us not make the Ravan mistake, so to say. And then our stay in the Holy Dham will be a blessed stay of a blessed Sevaka. Hare Krishna. So my dear devotees, if you should forget everything of this class, which is bound to happen because you hear so many classes and some of you were tired and could not listen with full attention, no problem. Remember one word. Can you imagine what this word could be? Sevaka, yes, you know, you remember everything from the class. Sevaka, this is what the Bhagavatam says. There must be topics about the Lord. You must hear them regularly. There must be devotees engaged in the service of the banks of the river. That's loving Vaishnava association. And there must be festivals of Sankirtan to satisfy the Lord. Prabhupada once said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, not said, wrote, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, the instruction to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the most important. Please keep this in mind and become and serve your Guru Maharaj very nicely by this and many, many other services which are to be performed here. I thank you very much. I don't know what, I think we should end here, it's a little after, or should we question answers? Not. Maybe it's a good time to end. Do you have a question? Does anyone have one question? Only one. Yes, Prabhu. I will repeat your question. Please say your question. I can't hear it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maharaj, I have a compliment as well as a question. First, I would like
compliment
to...
we don't need, but the question. Be fast, because everyone wants to take breakfast. Yes, please.
The Lord says, Ye Yathama Prapadante. So, it was kind of, if I intellectually see, it can't be that the practicing devotee is dear to Lord like Sankarshan or Lakshmi, because they are not yet fully pure, and Lord's... they are not executing pure devotional service of the caliber as Sankarshan, Lakshmi and other devotees. So it cannot be
it
true.
It cannot be. Thank you very much. Yes, you are raising a very important doubt. Does the Lord really like His practicing devotees who are struggling still? And you have answered it in your quotation. He responds, Ye atamang prapadyante, according to their effort, as they are giving effort and struggling, he feels they struggle so much. The others don't struggle so at all. Now I must take care of them and help them. And he comes and does help in many ways. He comes as the spiritual master who instructs them. He comes in Vaishnava scriptures, and he is manifest to give them help. That is the Shastra is saying like this. It is surprising, I know, but the Lord is full of surprises. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna, all the best. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. I will be your guest. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.